is the Sports Fever. If it's a sport, we cover it. And here are the hosts, Anthony Colasano, Dom DeRosa, Noah Gugliotta, also known as Googs, and Sean Johnson.
1077 The Bronx, 1077TheBronx.com. Proudly nominated for a National Association of Broadcasters 2019 Marconi Award for Best College Radio Station of the Year. And live from the Rider University Studios, it's the Sports Fever at a new time. I'm your host, Andy Colasano, and alongside me this morning is Don DeRosa and Noah Gugliotta, or otherwise known as Googs. So it's a new, we are able to get a new slot for the show, Sundays at 11. Reason being is because we would record the show on a Saturday and it would air on a Monday, which means that we weren't able to talk about the NFL at all because of how we recorded it and how the show was scheduled. But doing it at this time allows us to review the NFL games and then pick them for Sunday and not have any confusion with our listeners. So I think this works out for all of us, and just in general for sports too. I just feel like because we did it so far in kind of 2 days in advance, it is far in advance in sports because stuff's changing quickly. But yeah, I'm excited. So we're gonna get right into it, talk about our teams and where they're at so far. You know, I guess without further ado, Noah, I think we need another Jet rant. So especially what happened last week with your with the Jets and the Raiders.
Yeah, my Raiders.
Well, You're not going to be happy with me because I was ecstatic with that game. In fact, if the Raiders had ended up losing that game and the Jets finally win a game at the time you don't need them to, I would have been pissed. This is the time that you lose every game. We tank for Trevor. Tank for Trevor Lawrence because there's nothing left for Sam Darnold to do. It's not his fault. I don't blame him for what he went through, but he was not developed from day one by a competent coaching staff. And what do you expect the guy to do with Adam Gase as your head coach? I mean, he's arrogant. He acts like he is the all-knowing guy, all-knowing offensive person. And the Jets apparently got tricked, even though if you look back at what he has done in his career with Miami, I'm sure, Dom, you and your dad knows, did he do anything that special? No.
My dad now, and I laughed when he got hired by the Jets, Noah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a joke. And listen, we had a chance to hire Mike McCarthy. And, you see how that's going in Dallas. And I still hold to the fact that he would have been a better option than Adam Gase to bring in. Now, I think I've heard rumors about Bill Cowher on Boomer and Geo. Boomer Esiason said, he works with him on NFL CBS. He said that Bill Cowher showed some tape and showed some film from him coaching, and that's never happened. So that drive, I think, still may be with Bill Cowher. I'm not totally – I don't love that as much as, a couple others. And the other person I would really love to have and really love to see, give them a shot, is Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator from the Chiefs, who deserves to be interviewed and deserves to at least have some eyes, because I know that he may not be calling the plays, but if you watched, I watched the documentary about the Chiefs Super Bowl run, the way that Andy Reid talked about Eric Bieniemy and how Eric Bieniemy is able to relay plays and talk to Patrick Mahomes is something that I would like to see him be able to nurture and teach a quarterback and do those kind of things. So you didn't get the Jet rant from me, but I think we're in an okay spot. It's now comes down to Joe Douglas making the right decisions for the team, getting a good coach, a competent coach, getting picks. We need a lot of help offensively for a new guy in Trevor Lawrence. I think the defense is going to come together. And I think that, you always have to keep an eye on the offensive line, but it's not going to happen without competent decision making and people in place to execute that. And if you want Trevor Lawrence, we got to lose. We got to be 0-16 this year, but we'll see what happens.
No, I totally agree. I feel like competent decisions from executives all the way down to coaching, You know, it all has to be, you know, reshaped and redone going into the offseason. There, the Jets have, it's time for them to do a shakeup, and now's the time. Anything less than, if they don't do anything, everyone's going to scratch eyes, be like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
So
there's no excuse anymore.
Yeah, there's no talking. You can't say, well, you know, we'll get another shot. Like, no, like, you had the worst season ever, or one of the worst seasons ever. You know, anytime you go winless, it's one of the worst seasons ever. But Dom, nice transition, because your Raiders played the Jets. They won off of a dumb call by the Jets as they blitz Derek Carr
through a Hail Mary to Henry Ruggs. Maybe purposely by Greg Williams.
It was purpose.
100% on purpose.
Dr. Heat. Dr. Heat. That's what they call
it. But listen, your Raiders kind of, you know, on and off, you know, it's kind of, you know, one week they look really good, and then the other week they're kind of, so... You know, what are your thoughts on it? You know, with Josh Jacobs, you know, Darren Waller. Darren Waller's a stud, by the way.
Yeah, he's a big wide receiver, if anything. He ain't no tight end to me, but he's fantastic. You know, Noah, Anthony, I was kind of watching that game, and I look at it back and forth. It's 17-13, the Jets do the Jets kind of thing. They missed the extra point, and I'm like, all right. You know, maybe the Raiders in the second half are going to go lights out. And I'm watching it. I'm like, yeah, let's go. And then I see the Jets don't stop scoring. I'll rant for you, Noah. And I'm like, what's going on here? I called it. I said the Jets were going to beat the Raiders. I know I'm wrong, but they put up a fight. Who knew a stupid loss to the Falcons on so many stupid turnovers would do this? This Raiders team, I don't want them to make the playoffs. I really don't, honestly. I don't even think they have that great of a chance. It's like in the 40s or so. Last time I checked, it's going to be tough because they play the Colts this week, and that's a loss. So this defense, you know what it is, boys? It's non-existent. You can't see it. Maybe Sam Darnold was seeing ghosts this time. Maybe, who knows, okay? He was hitting his dimes and everything. I mean, really. And you know what else really got me in fantasy? Frank Gore was my starting running back. The first play, he goes 2 yards, and then he gets a concussion. I lost by 5. If I replaced him with someone else, I would have won off my bench.
So on the first play.
He's out for the rest of the game. But going back to my Raiders, 7-5, go figure. They should be 8-4 with that. They should have beat the Falcons, but I'm just glad they got that win. I think the Jets were saying, oh, man, we need a loss just for Noah Gugliotta. And they blitzed, and that was obviously on purpose. And bing, bang, boom, Henry Ruggs III, deep shot.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, your Raiders are kind of like on and off. Everyone's questioning the Derek Carr, John Gruden chemistry, and if that's working.
It's not.
So even though you have them locked up for what, the next 7 years,
you know, living next door to each other, it's great.
I gotta say too, Dom, I really did love Derek Carr, especially when he had that unbelievable season.
Yeah, a couple years ago when he got ran before he got before he
and got then got screwed come playoff time. I felt really bad for him. He was awesome, but some of those throws in that game were just mind numbing. I mean. He was the one throw to the end zone. If he let a little bit less on that, I mean, that's a touchdown easy. Yep. There were so many throws like that that I was just like, is he really doing this? And he may not be the real deal. And that's got to be frustrating for you.
You know, it is. I'm just glad they picked up Jacobs. They got Darren Waller, who replaced Jared Cook as a tight end. Got some good wide receivers in Ruggs and Renfro right now, and Aguilar's been taking a step up. Who knows? This team just, they got to work on the defense still besides Max Crosby because they need to get more sacks and more pressure on quarterbacks. And their corners and safeties, my goodness. It is. I can go out on the field and stop a play. I'm kidding. I really can't. Obviously, look at me. But, you know, it's pathetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then switching over to my Colts, I mean – you know, we went into the season kind of like, will we do something? Will we not? You know, with Phillip Rivers, he's old. Does he still have something left in the tank? First couple of games, not so good. He struggled a little bit. Win-loss. A couple of the losses were his fault. And then once that defense came alive against, you know, the Titans, we kind of took off. And, you know, we've had some, I think last week, not against the Texans, but before that, I think we had a tough loss. To the Packers, that was a tough. No, we beat the Packers by 3. That's right. So actually, no, we're kind of are on a winning streak. But even though we technically should have lost to the Texans, though, because Patrick Mahomes fumbled at the Deshaun Watson fumbled at the 1 yard line, and they would have won the game because they it was 20 to 26.
Yeah,
and they scored it in 27-26. But you know, I mean, look, Jonathan Taylor playing really well, Nyheim Hines playing really well. T.Y. Hilton finally had a big game. Yep. Took him 14 weeks, but finally had over 100 receiving yards and a touchdown. I don't know where that man is. He's been a ghost this whole season. But it's that defense that's really carrying them. And, you know, I gotta give props to them. But I don't see them doing much in the playoffs. If anything, they could maybe make it, I don't know, to the first round, and maybe that's it. I don't know. They got to get really hot, and T.Y. Hilton needs to step up. I mean, he's the number one guy, and he's not playing like a number one guy, and it frustrates me both as a fan and as a fantasy owner, because I took him in both my leagues, and he didn't do anything for me this season. Mm. So
yeah.
It really bothered me. And yeah, so that is a wrap on our teams and, you know, our thoughts on them so far in the season, as we are about 3 weeks away from playoffs, right? We're week 14, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah, 14 is coming up.
Yeah, so we have about like a month left. A little less than a month, and then playoffs start. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, coming down the wire, what's going to happen. But this is a dedicated NFL show. You know, in the next segment, we're going to talk about some of the games, and then in the final segment, we're going to give our picks. Noah's going to pick a couple games, and, you know, we're going to see, we're going to do our pick-ems again. We haven't done that in like over a year. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I'm excited. I'm Me ready. Too.
Remember when I made my puns for all those?
Yeah.
You know, are you coming up with them?
I got to look at the schedule, boys. Let me get to week 14. So I know we got to do it after break.
So as
let me share it.
As Dom and Noah do that, we're going to take a short break, but we'll be right back with more NFL talk only on the Sports Fever after these underwriting announcements on 107.7 The Bronc and 107.7TheBronc.com.
And we're back with this edition of the Sports Fever. Let's send it back to our hosts now.
TheBronc.com, live from the Rider University Studios. It's the Sports Fever. I'm your host, Anthony Colasano, and alongside me today is Don DeRosa and Noah Gugliotta, or otherwise known as Gooks. Yes, Noah. Yes.
Noah Gooks.
So in the last segment, we talked about just our teams and, you know, what we thought of them so far and, you know, what we think is kind of going to happen with them going forward. Obviously, Noah stated that he just wants his Jets to lose so that they win the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. Dom is just in between Raiders fans. You know,
this is why football is not one of my favorite sports, because I have to watch the Raiders play every week.
It's better than watching the Jets.
It's better than watching the Jets, but Noah said it perfectly. There's so much potential, yet you get let down as a Raiders fan every year.
Yeah. You know, to be honest with you, I don't expect anything from the Jets. They lost the first game of the season. They were up 16-3 last year. C.J. Mosley went down. They fell apart and lost 17-16. Like, that's – I know I come into every season and go, this is the year for the Jets, and every season I get let down and let down. So at this point, I'm used to it.
That's true.
And that's, you know, but I can see where Dom's coming from, because there's so much potential on that team, especially with a guy like Derek Carr that just doesn't come to fruition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. But we're going to get into some games real quick. We're going to talk about some of these matchups. So the first one, obviously, we got to talk about the New York Giants. They are red hot, surprisingly. Winners of, I believe, last four games. It's kind of shocking. They won last week. They shocked the world, beat the Seahawks with Colt McCoy. And look, Daniel Jones is coming back. They're facing the Cardinals tomorrow or today, I should say, at 1:00. And a lot of people are picking the Giants, I think, because of Kyler Murray. His shoulder is still not 100%. You know, they are not as explosive as they once were, you know, earlier in the season. I think a lot of it has to do with Murray and his inability to not be that dual threat, because everyone says, like, Lamar can be a dual threat, but does Lamar pass? No.
No.
Kyler Murray passes.
Kyler Murray can throw dimes, and he helped me out so much in fantasy for so many of those weeks.
Yeah, but now he's not, and I think everyone's picking the Giants. I'm kind of skeptical on it. I mean, I don't know. This could be a toss-up game. This game could really go one way or the other.
Yeah.
You think everyone's picking the Giants? Really?
A lot of people are hopping on the Giants bandwagon.
Well, the Cardinals are also cold as ice right now.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, we'll get into this later, who we're going to pick. But I like the Giants in this game a lot because, you know, Daniel Jones coming back, I think he had so much to the quarterback position, getting out of the pocket and looking for guys downfield. But what I really like about his game lately is the turnovers have definitely gone down.
Yep.
Joe Judge is doing something right. And Arizona, I just think Kyler Murray's been wildly inconsistent. Like, there was that Patriots game that just a really rough one, they just haven't been able to get into a rhythm, really. So, and he has the weapons. Like, there's no excuse. One thing for the Giants, I would say, Evan Ingram is absolutely just terrible. He cannot catch a ball. And
oh, yeah, he is, like, my friends talk about it.
He's terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
And he has, again, another guy potential. Like, he's a tight end, but moves really well. If he were just able to actually catch the ball, which is mostly his job, and actually, you know, block, he'd be a really good player, but he's just not consistent.
Well, yeah, he could be up there with Darren Waller and Travis Kelce, but his inability to catch and, you know, it makes him not lethal.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yep.
That's true, man. It's going to be an interesting game, to say the least. Like you guys said, ever since Kyler Murray's shoulder sprain, really, it's been tough for him to kind of do so. Larry Fitzgerald went down one game with COVID-19, so that was big. And even the Cardinals said before the game, we lost a great, you know, presence in our locker room and just on the field in general.
Yeah.
You know, he's a veteran leader. So the Cardinals are not looking good right now. They've had some winnable games that they've lost. For the Giants, you're right. They shocked the world. They beat the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle. And I think that defense is, you know, that's the key too. If they keep pressuring the quarterback, if they pressured Russell Wilson, they're going to pressure Kyler Murray for the struggles he's going through. Absolutely. I see the Giants taking this game as well.
I think they're going to make him throw the ball too.
Yeah.
Because they know his arm is not right.
Yep. So
they're going to make him throw.
What's so good about the Giants team, just this last point for me, the fundamentals seem to me to be back. The way they tackle, how sure they are in those, just the basics of the game. Joe Judge, I know they're 5-7, but I think he should get really high considerations for Coach of the Year.
And I think he will. Like, he is getting considered for it, actually.
Yeah, he's one of the top three nominees. Yeah. And the thing is, like, they've had issues with their offensive line coach and there were some yelling matches and stuff, but I think the culture he's building there, I really like him as just an NFL coach. And I think we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, for sure. Now the next game we got up also 1 o'clock tomorrow, Cowboys Bengals, you know, this could have been a good game had Joe Burrow and Prescott been healthy, but obviously both of them had really horrific injuries. You know, obviously we wish them both the best. However, though, this is also, this could kind of go either way. I mean, look, the Cowboys are on paper. Are they the better team? 100%. Are they playing like they should? Absolutely not. Elliott is not the running back that we were used to seeing a couple of years ago. Amari Cooper has really taken a step down ever since.
He's inconsistent.
Dak went down. The same thing with CeeDee Lamb. You remember those first couple of games? When Dak was playing, CeeDee Lamb was on fire.
He was, man. He made some phenomenal catches out there.
Yeah, he was like receiving for over like 75 yards per game. He was becoming like a real mainstay in that offense. And then once he went down and Dalton came in, it kind of, you know, everything kind of got shaky. And then same thing with Joe Burrow. I mean, look, Joe Burrow, I think at one game, I think it was like his first or second game, we threw like 62 passes. It's ridiculous. Yeah. But, you know, he got better each week. And then obviously, he had a really bad injury to his leg, towards ACL, towards MCL, probably tore another ligament. So it's gonna be a long journey back for him. But you know, for this game, you know, who do you think has a slighter edge?
They're in Cincy, correct?
Yes.
Andy Dalton making his return. I think Andy Dalton's gonna get his revenge. I think Dallas has got this in the bag.
I agree. I saw that Bengals offense against the Giants, and I agree with Dom. Like, the Giants defense has gotten a lot better, but they were just anemic. So I lean towards the Cowboys. I think Andy Dalton has some weapons that, even though they've had some struggles this season, I think they can figure it out. But this is one of those games that could really be a toss-up. I mean, they're just both not great teams and not executing well right now.
Because I mean, you know, the Cowboys aren't executing. The Bengals, you know, they don't have Joe Burrow. Joe Mixon is still out. You know, Giovanni Bernard isn't the same guy. Yeah. AJ Green obviously is there, but he isn't the lethal wide receiver that he was like the last, like 5 years ago, because he kept getting injured all the time.
Yep.
So, you know, this is a toss up. No, is this one of the games we have or no?
We do not have this one. Because it's so, you know, it is a I will say it's a competitive game, but between two teams that are not too great. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then real quick before we go to break, we'll talk about one of the games that we are going to pick, but we won't announce who we're going to pick, and that's, you know, Pittsburgh-Buffalo. Obviously, the Pittsburgh Steelers' undefeated season is officially over. They lost to the football team, the Washington football team. It was kind of shocking. People were kind of, I guess, happy with it because they didn't believe that the Steelers were a legitimate team for this record per se of being undefeated. They called it, like, every time they won a game, it was like, oh, it's a soft 9-0, or then it was a soft 10-0, and then a soft 11-0. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, easy.
Did they have an easy schedule? Yes. What was their toughest component? Probably the Titans, and they almost lost that game. But I mean, they still went undefeated. I think the mental aspect of it, you have to take into consideration the fact that, okay, once you hit like 8-0, it starts weighing on them, like, okay, we can do this.
You know, and they can't control the schedule. It's not like the Steelers chose their opponents. So that's the tough part.
Yeah, if they've chosen their opponents, be like, oh yeah, let's play the Jets.
Yeah, it's like every week, let's just play the New York Jets just for Noah. But yeah, you're right. It's just, I think they needed a loss to try and help resemble themselves a little bit, kind of get back down to earth.
Yeah.
But this is a tough matchup that we'll get into later against Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and look, Buffalo's playing ridiculous. Josh Allen had a crazy game Monday Night Football. You know, he's really coming into his own, because everyone thought going into the draft, he's like, oh, he can't pass. He could throw, but he can't pass. Like, he's not accurate, but he's changed the narrative. Percentage completion is well right around 70%. So he's becoming an elite guy in this league.
Yeah, you go.
Yeah. Oh, you just quickly about the Steelers thing. I think you guys are both right. Here's my thing. They're not the best, you know, undefeated team, you know, coming in, but it's hard to win in the NFL. So I think that should be stated. It's just people like to kind of jump on bandwagons. And I think this Steelers team is one of those teams that defensively they're great. I just don't see their offense being able to pan out. And they're a team that I could really see, you know, in that divisional round in the AFC losing a game to an opponent, just because they're just not as good as I think other teams in the AFC.
Yeah, because everyone was also coming at, you know, Big Ben saying, look, he's like 37. His arm is like reconstructive. It's like, because he has multiple surgeries. They didn't think at some point it was going to be him that was going to let them down. And it was, you know, those two, he had those two bad passes through the pick, you know, the first time around. And then they had a chance again to, you know, tie the game or possibly win the game. And, you know, he botched it a couple of times when they're going downfield towards the right.
And there was a big drop by Juju Smith-Schuster in the game.
Yeah.
I think it was on a third down play that could have changed if they're able to get some momentum. So those kind of drops are just killer in that situation. And Smith-Schuster's awesome. Like, I think he's a really good guy, and he got it. He was so mad at himself. It's just frustrating when you watch, and, you know, they should be playing better than that. So
I agree. And I think, like Dom, as you said, they're going to come back down to earth. Tomlin's going to whip them in the shape and, you know, get them ready for a tough opponent. Because look, you're 11-1, you're kind of sitting pretty, because they're kind of a lock in the playoffs at this point. But hey, still got to win some games, because now it's only one team per conference. So one team in the NFC and AFC get a bye. Yeah. Or is it home field bets? It's one of the two, but it's only one team instead of two.
You're right. It's 7-7.
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, they still gotta finish strong if they want to have that cushion come January.
Yeah, I agree. I'm telling you right now, there's not a single team in the AFC or NFC that is unbeatable. Like, even the Chiefs. This is the most open I've seen the NFL in a long time, because the Chiefs played down to their opponents. Like, they played the Broncos, and they didn't play great. So.
Yeah, they didn't even cover it. Yeah, the spread on that game was, like, I think 7 or 10, yeah, and they didn't cover it.
So they're going to be great. They're going to figure out come playoff time. I'm just saying, I think there's really not a team that's going to run away with it, and the closest is the Chiefs, and I think there could be issues that they have, especially defensively, and consistency on offense. So we'll see.
Yeah, I agree. I really think no matter how good some teams' defenses are, such as the Steelers and the Saints, you can't predict that, hey, the defense is going to carry them or anything. There's so many question marks for every single team in this, and that's what's going to make this exciting, actually, for once in the NFL.
It's a wide open race to the Super Bowl. There's no definitive lock. Even if you were to say the Chiefs, you can't say them. This is 100% certain that it's a lock. So it's going to be fun, come January. But we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Buccaneers and, where they stand. They got a big game coming up today. And if they lose, their playoff hopes are in serious doubt. So all that and more is coming up only on the Sports Fever after these underwriting announcements on 107.7 The Bronc and 107.7thebronc.com.
And we're back with this edition of the Sports Fever. Let's send it back to our hosts now.
.com live from the Ryder University Studios. It's the Sports Fever. I'm your host, Anthony Colasano, and alongside me today is Don DeRosa and Noah Gugliotta, or otherwise known as Googs.
So, oh, yes.
Yes.
Look what you wow. did, you little jerk.
Sorry. What's that for?
I watched Home Alone last night.
Oh yeah. I saw your story. I'm like, and I responded, McAllister's.
Yeah. And you're what the French call les incompetents. What a great movie. Great movie.
Yeah.
Best Christmas movie of all time, in my opinion.
You know, most overrated, Elf. I cannot watch that. I cannot watch that movie.
Don't say that in front of Anthony.
I'm saying it. I hate that movie. I hate Will Ferrell. I don't find him funny.
You don't like Will Ferrell? What's wrong with you?
I don't like Will Ferrell.
What is wrong with you?
What about Step Brothers?
My whole family doesn't.
What about the other guys?
Step Brothers?
Dude, the other guys is hilarious.
I never asked the other guys.
Mark Wahlberg, Samuel Jackson.
The Rock.
Aim for the bushes.
It's like, whoa. No, but that's surprising. Elf, yeah. I've never heard
because
like a strong
I was always forced to watch
Elf,
it
really.
Like every holiday in school. We would always watch it.
That for me was the Polar Express.
Oh, the Polar Express.
I only watched
worst.
That in first grade, and that was it.
Yeah, that movie was always on.
It's so boring.
I will say I would get really hungry and thirsty whenever they would get the hot chocolate out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when they're serving the hot chocolate on the train. Oh, that was
it's
awesome.
So, but that movie's so a little mummy. I don't like it. It's so proper. It doesn't fit me.
But the animation was kind of cool because it was different.
Yeah.
It was different. Yeah. I agree. It was different. All right. We're totally off track. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I started it.
We went on a little rant, but to get back on track, look, the Buccaneers, look, everyone thought that, they were going to have, Noah still can't get that out of his head.
Yeah, that's so funny. Hello, mommy.
Hello, mommy.
Hello, mommy.
but the Buccaneers, they were, Tom Brady goes to the team. It was interesting move, but look, it created this kind of lethal offense. They started off pretty good and now they're kind of, in trouble. This game against the Vikings could make or break their playoff hopes, as people at one point said that they were going to be the first team in NFL history to have home field advantage at the Super Bowl. Now that's kind of in jeopardy, as they might not make the playoffs, period. I think Tom Brady's age, I don't know if that's starting to show. I've also heard rumblings that him and Bruce Arians are really butting heads.
I've heard that too.
And like, you could kind of see it even in like press conferences and interviews, they are just like, you can tell, like, they're not going to say it, but you can tell that they do not like one another.
And I thought Bruce Arians would be the kind of pitch to say, hey, Brady, come to Tampa Bay. Get it? Tampa Brady. So
not one of your best puns, Tom.
No, I've heard it on the internet. Don't worry.
Okay.
So look, there's a lot of beef. I mean, Bruce Arians like took Tom Brady and threw him under the bus because he said, it's whether your quarterback plays well or not that determines if you win or lose games. I think he said something like that. So Brady just got thrown right under.
and it's just not working out. I've been hearing that Arians will make a play call, but Brady goes, no, no, no. And then on the field, he'll change it up.
So I'll call it audible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah, yeah, that's not great.
There's I will say this about them, though. Their schedule coming up.
It's one of the easiest ones ever.
Yeah. Yeah. And Vikings, Falcons twice.
Detroit?
Falcons once and Detroit. Yep. Yeah. So
that is pretty easy.
I mean, I'll say this. I think that they're a team that has really had some issues, but I like them a lot after the bye. They just had a bye. They had these weeks to kind of recoup and get ready. I got to say, I think they're going to figure it out. I really do. I don't think that these issues are going to manifest themselves too much longer. And me and Dom were talking during the break about, you know, we like the Rams a lot. This is the other team in the NFC that I think, because it's so wide open, could sneak in, because just they have the talent. It's just about putting it all together. So I think this could be a team that makes it really far in the playoffs.
Are we talking about the
Buccaneers?
Oh, the Bucs. Oh yeah, yeah, for yeah. sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, look, I think it starts with those two. If those two knuckleheads can just be
figured out
on the same page, you know, they'll be fine, and you know, and then everything else will fall into place, because their offense is super lethal, the defense is pretty good, so you know, they got to figure it out today.
I really feel like with the Buccaneers, if they don't do this, they did too much. They went out and grabbed Leonard Fournette. They went out to grab Antonio Brown. I think they have too many weapons to where it's like, now it shows. With his New England days, Brady, there's no excuse. Everyone said in New England, oh, he has no weapons. Look what he has now. He can't throw a deep ball.
Yeah, he has everybody.
The one thing I'll say about him is last year I thought he was done the way he played. I thought really bad turnovers, just not throwing the ball the right places. I felt better about him, and especially if you're a Bucs fan, you feel better about him the way he's played, but he's still not as lethal or dominant as he was at times. So I think that at this point, it's about winning these last four games. In my opinion, I think they have to win every one. I think they have to show that they're the team that can come out here and win. But personally, I like the Bucs better than the Packers. I like them better than the Saints come playoff time. So if they're able to really come together as a team on all sides of the ball, I don't see why they couldn't make it far. The only team that I think will give them an issue is the Rams. That's just how I feel about it, at least in the NFC.
I totally agree. I feel like the Rams are their only scary part, just because of, you know, Jared Goff is starting to come alive. That defense is still a lock.
Their running game is finally getting set with Cam Akers.
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, they are coming. They're getting on a roll at the right time. But sticking with the NFC, the Washington football team, you know, we talked about them, that's how they beat the Steelers, but you got to give credit to this team. Going into the season, they were a laughing stock. They had no quarterback. Yep. You know, obviously they had, you know, Chase Young, the stud DN coming from Ohio. Yep. But other than that, they had nobody, and they were struggling. And then Alex Smith came back. He had his first game. Everyone was watching because it was a big deal. You know, from his compound fracture, his leg could have been amputated. He had a lot of infections. It took him 18 months to get back. First game was a little rough, and then he started to figure it out, and now they're starting to win. Why? It's because he knows how to control a team. So this is what he's doing. He's not Patrick Mahomes and throwing 350 passing yards for like three touchdowns and all that good stuff. He's managing the game
exactly
at a pace that he can handle, and that's how they're winning these games.
Exactly. I agree. Exactly what you said, Anthony. He manages the game better than most, I would say.
Yep.
So,
and it's just great to see that. I mean, Ron Rivera is also your head coach, so
yeah,
I really like what the football team has been doing as of late. Alex Smith, man, he's a warrior. After all that, he almost died from all that graphic piece. But look at him now, and look how he's treating the Washington football team at 5-7 currently.
Yeah. I will say this. I do have a little bone to pick with my boy Alex Smith. I really like him, but it really annoyed me. If you saw the end of that first half, he took the ball off the field with him, so the refs couldn't reset the ball. They had to get another ball from the sideline, and they stopped the clock, and it gave the Washington football team a chance to kick a field goal while the clock was stopped, and then they restarted it. And I had the Steelers, what, minus, you know, seven or something like that. But, like, it just pissed me off. Like, I love you, Alex, but why you got to cheat to get those points there?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
do whatever you can to win.
I know. I don't even think he meant to. I think it was just one of those things. He has the ball. He just runs off the field. He's like, oh, crap, I should have left the ball on the field. I'm just saying, and it just annoyed the crap out of me. And I was rooting hard against him after that. So we'll see. But I just want to say during the break, I also said about this team, I think any NFC team that makes it this year, with the NFC being so wide open, I could see one of these teams winning a divisional or a wild card game. I really could, just because I don't think there's a team, especially in the NFC, even the Rams, that is so dominant that can't be beat. So that's just my two cents.
Noah's two cent take.
Yeah, I mean, come playoff time, if we see the matchup, I would have to, you know, think about it more. But
yeah,
if we do these picks more, which I'm excited to do, I really am gonna heavily, you know, debate picking the Giants. I like the Giants, and even this team, I think they're tough. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all. But we gotta take a quick break. When we come back, we're gonna do our picks for today's games. And we'll get that to you after these underwriting announcements, only on 107.7 The Bronc and 107.7TheBronc.com.
And we're back with this edition of the Sports Fever. Let's send it back to our hosts now.
.com, live from the Rider University Studios. It's the Sports Fever. I'm your host, Anthony Colasano, and alongside me today, it's Don DeRosa and Noah Gugliotta, or otherwise known as
Googs.
Let's go.
So we are finally at the end of the show, which means we're going to do our picks for today's games. Noah has made a Google Doc spreadsheet, whatever I want to call it, or whatever we want to call it. And yeah, he picked a couple of games, and we're going to give our takes on who we think is going to win. So Noah.
You want me to run through it? Okay. So we will start off with Cardinals at the New York Giants. Arizona is favored. -2.5 is the point spread. Where do you guys lie? We'll start with Dom on this game.
Do you want the point spread as well or just the pick?
You can decide how you want to pick it out.
I'll just say Giants will win by blank or more. So I'm going to go with the Giants here, and I think the Giants are going to win by a touchdown or less, so 6.5.
Okay. Anthony?
I have the Giants by a field goal, at least. They'll win by 3.
Yeah, I like the Giants in this game too. I think they're gonna win probably by like by 6-7. I think they're looking really good, and the Cardinals are kind of struggling. So, Anthony, to you, Washington football team at the San Francisco 49ers. San Francisco is favored -2.5.
Give me the football team. No Jimmy G.
Washington.
No George Kittle.
Yep.
Their defense, you know, no Bosa. You know, they're on the other side of where the football team is at this point. So Washington just to win.
Okay, Dom.
I'm gonna go with a big one here. I'm going with Washington football team by -9. So
wow, okay.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah.
I like the 49ers in this game. I know that Washington's played really well, but I think that the 49ers have worked through a lot of injuries this year, and I think they're going to really play hard for this game.
And they have.
Yeah.
For the record, yeah. It's a tough division, toughest one of them in the league.
Agreed.
So, yep. Good point.
I give the 49ers, but we split a little there. Anthony, Dom, you went Washington. I went 49ers. All right, next we got, I think, probably considered the best game of the week, Steelers at Bills. Steelers are favored by 2 points. Okay. To Anthony.
Give me the Bills. Just the way Josh Allen's been playing. You know, I think Stephon Diggs is starting to come alive. And I just like, you know, Bill Mafia gang all the way.
All right, Dom, I like that pick.
Bills 5.5.
Okay, good. And I'm going to go Bills. I think the Bills are going to get a statement win. I think they'll win by like a two-possession game, like 14.
Ooh, that's bold. Wow.
I think they're going to win. I think they're going to win pretty big on that game.
All right.
Okay. Ravens at Browns, another good game. To Dom, the Ravens are favored 2.5, which is kind of surprising after what the Browns did last week with Baker Mayfield. But Anthony, as you said before, it was kind of a shocking game against those Titans. But Dom, Ravens or Browns?
I'm going to go a big one here. Ravens, 13.5. Two touchdowns, baby.
Wow. Okay. Yep. All right. Anthony?
Browns by a touchdown. I just think that I think the offense for the Browns is more lethal than the Ravens. I think Lamar last week, you know, passing for under 100 yards, you know, if the Browns can stop his running game, he's got nothing. And then that offense has nothing either.
Yeah. I think those are both good points. I like the Ravens a bit better just because I don't know how real the Browns are. So I think this is a touchdown game, but I'll pick the Ravens because I think defensively they have something to prove. I don't totally buy Lamar Jackson still, but his running ability is second to none. So I'll go Ravens. Okay, Anthony, back to you. Colts at Raiders. This is a big game for you two. Both of your teams are going head-to-head in a pretty good matchup. So, Anthony, Colts are favored by 3 points.
And I'm going to give them by 3 points. I just think they're going to lock down Derek Carr. I'm sorry, Dom. He throws like
a the sissy? Most.
Yeah, like a, yes, yeah. He throws like that.
In fact, you got that. I'm gonna go big one here, boys. Colts by 21.
Oh, you think they're gonna get killed?
That is wet your point spread, my God. If this guy was calling lines in like sports books, he'd get fired.
No, yeah, but no. But I think they're gonna win by 3 touchdowns.
House would never win with him.
He sees though that his team is so. This is what's gonna happen. Poopy.
There's no Raider defense. Derek Carr is gonna lob to the Colts defense. Nothing's gonna work out. The running game. Yeah. They're gonna lock down either Jacobs or. I forget his name right now. Jimmy picked him up in fantasy, and I was really mad, but then he did. Booker, so the extra running back. They're not going to do anything special. And then Phillip Rivers can just do his little shotgun pass formation. That's all.
Anyway, I could see a big turnover game in this one, but I'll take the Colts probably by 3. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be close, but I think it'll be turnover back and forth. So, okay. We got a few more games left. Chiefs at Dolphins. Chiefs are favored by 7.
Give me the Chiefs to win.
Yeah, I'm going Chiefs by double digits.
Yeah, I think Chiefs point spread is good here, but I think it'll be closer just because the Dolphins are a tougher team, but well, you know, we'll see. Packers at Lions, minus 8.5 point spread for the Packers.
I can't play Packers. After what the Lions did last week, I mean, come on. Come on, you can't blow. You can't blow a 10-point lead with 2 minutes left.
But they still won, no?
No, they the Lions. Oh, I'm thinking of the Bears. I'm sorry.
You think you're going Packers though?
I'm still going Packers. Yeah, because it's kind of like I don't know. Because the Lions are like on and off. They'll have their good games and they have their really bad games.
You know what? Just because Anthony said that, I'm gonna go the Lions. Why not?
Yeah, I'm going Lions too. Let it fly. I think the Packers are the most overrated team. Me too, man. That's just me. Yeah. All right. And then last game, Vikings at Buccaneers. I know you guys said this is a statement game for the Buccaneers.
It is.
I'm just going to go first. I think the Buccaneers are going to win. I think they're going to win big. And I think they're going to prove that they're a team that is to be they shouldn't be taken less seriously because they haven't played well. I think they're going to play really well in this game.
Yeah, I'm going to go Buccaneers here. And another hot take. I think Antonio Brown gets his first touchdown in a Buccaneers uniform.
Oh, okay, big one.
Hot take. Yeah, give me the Bucs. I just think, look, if you stop Dalvin Cook, they got nothing. Then they got to start.
Yeah.
Then you know you got to start throwing to Thielen, and he's their really big guy, because it starts with those two guys, with their offense. So that's my pick.
All right, and I think that's it. By the way, -7 for Tampa Bay in that game, but I think we're good. Those 8 games will be. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
That was fun. It was great. It's great to do that again. We're gonna do that.
Good to be back.
We're gonna do that next week. This is mainly our football show. We wanted to cover it because we really haven't been able to cover it all year. So it's great to do that next week's show. Again, it's going to be mainly focused on football and basketball as By the time we air next week, we'll be less than a week away from the start of the NBA season. But that is going to do it for this edition of the Sports Fever. If you want to keep in touch with us and all that good jazz, you can follow us on Instagram, @thesports_fever, Twitter, the same handle, and you can give us an email at thesportsfever@gmail.com. But this has been today's episode exclusively on 107.7 The Bronx and 107.7thebronx.com.
Thank you for listening to this edition of The Sports Fever. Be sure to subscribe to our channel and be on the lookout for new episodes every Monday at 1 to 3 on 107.7 The Bronx and also on every podcasting platform you can think of.